It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This, then, is General Galen Shaw. And
how's that all about?
Don't worry about it. This, then, is General Galen Shaw, along with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. And here, then, is Phil Henry.
What is this, then?
Hey. Can you turn that down? Well, now, General.
No, wait.
That's my way of doing it, Margaret. You're always talking about...
Well, it is true, Miss Gray.
Well, I'm not saying he can't do it that way, but this, then... You know, it's as if you were narrating the coronation of a queen. It's the Phil Henry Show. I'm not saying Phil isn't valuable.
I like to do that because I...
You saw some guy do it on TV.
No, I didn't. I heard some guy do it on TV, but...
Yeah.
Well, so you want to do it like what? Like Walter Cronkite or whatever?
What do you mean, Walter Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite? You were watching 20th Century, weren't you?
Let me tell you something. There were some wonderful old television shows.
Yeah, but that's what you were watching.
Yes, that's what I was watching.
Yes, Walter Cronkite.
He introduces 20th Century. This, then, is the 20th Century. La-dee-dee-dee, you know.
Oh, that was that. That was a very powerful program. That was every week, wasn't it, Phil, on the on CBS?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go down, like, the memory lane here because, look, you know, we got to live in the modern day. But, however, there was, yeah, some great... What do I care?
Yeah, what do you care, Mr. Ernie? You're talking about stuff you like, and who cares? Yeah, what do you care?
That is true. What do you care?
I care a lot. But, you know, anyway...
not that much.
No, not that much. Yeah, 20th Century, General, was on... It was on Sunday night. I used to watch it with my dad.
And it was brought to you by the Prudential... what are you doing, Bud?
Nothing. I was just nodding off.
He's screwing around, man.
Knock it off, will you, Bud?
Oh, he's being a... Are you being a comedian? Is that what you're doing?
I was just going... Woo! You know...
Next time you open your yap to say something, man, I'll be sure to just conk out and snore, too. You know, two can play that game, smartass.
All right, sorry.
As I was saying...
Yeah, the Prudential Life Insurance Company would carry it, and they had to, you know, depend on the rock. And then he'd just do a bunch of... I don't know what he did.
Yeah, it was kind of a... it was an open-ended sort of a documentary. What the hell are we watching here?
This... I wanted to point this out to you, Phil. Speaking of old, you know, going down memory lane, Phil has on TCM 24/7 now.
It's just, the cat likes it.
Oh, yeah, the cat likes it.
Well, I don't know, it's just, seems to, when I look, there's something, like, I can...
Something you can relate to? God forbid you have it on Twitcher, or, what is that thing called?
Well, it's on Twitch.
God forbid you be watching Twitch and putting maybe the Milwaukee Lions on there.
I'm not gonna put the Lions on there, man. Those cats don't watch that. They want to see real gaming, don't they?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they want to see gaming, but they'd probably sit and watch that.
They'd watch the Milwaukee Lions, huh? Well, and anyway, no, the reason why I have this on is because this is what weekend is this, man? It's the last weekend in June, and they've had nothing but war movies on, but all these are based on true stories.
Oh, these are the true stories.
Yeah, see, this one here. Now, this is very interesting. This is Jeffrey Hunter, who played Christopher Pike. Take a look at that.
God damn.
Would you please...
Yeah, this is, Jeffrey Hunter is playing, it's a true story of a guy who was raised by foster parents right here in Ventura County.
Oh, it's right here in Oxnard.
Yeah, and they were, I believe that's the case, right here in, Oxnard, Ventura County area. And he was raised by Japanese, foster parents. He was an Anglo kid, and he went on to, become a big, you know, I was gonna say a big star.
Good God, Phil, it was a war.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a movie.
I know, I'm sorry. He went on to become, a hero. I mean, he was a decorated hero in World War II. I believe. I could have that wrong.
Yeah, well, this whole weekend, they've had these... Like, they had the one on with the guy... I don't know who the hell he was. Some guy was... some general. But they had another one on there, Audie Murphy.
Yeah, who's that Audie Murphy? I've been hearing about him.
Yep.
What did he do?
Audie Murphy was badass.
Did he got the CMH?
Yeah, well, you know, the CMH is what those of us in the service call it. You civilians, Congressional Medal of Honor.
Well, General...
No. It's not the CMH to you. It's the Congressional Medal of Honor.
All right.
And what Audie Murphy did is he got on top of a tank with a machine gun and mowed down a bunch of Germans. Oh, baby, what I wouldn't give.
God damn.
He mowed down a bunch of Germans.
Oh, my God, look at the glint in your eye.
Yes. That's what you live for. Anyway,
well, you don't live for that. I mean, most of the time you gotta die for that, right?
Very poetic, Phil. What I'm trying to tell you...
All right.
What I'm trying to tell you is Audie Murphy was some little farm boy, came out of a sharecropper. I mean, this guy, he came from real poverty. 19 brothers and sisters. You're kidding. I don't know. Something like that. And then he joins the army, because I guess he'd always wanted to be a sailor.
What do you mean a sailor?
I mean a soldier. And his sister, did his sister fake his, his sister faked his birth certificate, so he gets into the army. And this guy proceeds to become some badass one-man killing machine. And he butchers up, oh, man.
Well, he carved up a bunch of Germans.
Yes, he did. He crawled up on top of a tank as the German company was advancing, and he mowed them down with a machine gun in the tank, and then a variety of other things.
Now, as I understand it, he was very decorated. He wasn't the most decorated, was he?
No, there were several who were very decorated. He was one of the most decorated in World War II. He won the Distinguished Service Medal. He won the...
Did he get a Purple Heart?
Yes, he got a Purple Heart.
Hold on, Bud, will you?
He got the...
Will you
shut up, Bud?
Silver Star.
The Salvation Star.
The Silver Star?
Yes, he got the Silver Star. He got the Bronze Star.
Did he get the Bronze Oak Leaf?
Man, would you shut up before somebody cuffs you?
Bud, sorry. But I just was curious about the different ones.
Yes, he got the Bronze Oak Leaf. He got the Silver Star with Bronze Oak Leafs.
Now, if I don't... You don't get angry at me. What does that mean?
That means the particular action... in which he was decorated, for which he was decorated, had other circumstances that further distinguished him, but they didn't distinguish him above the Silver Star to the point, let's say, of a Distinguished Service Medal or even the CMH, but it wasn't just a Silver Star.
What?
All right, I understand.
Yes, so, because I'm not going to let you guys bait me. So anyway, that was Audie Murray. Then the other movie you were watching, Phil, was the Court Martial of Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, what was that about anyway?
Billy Mitchell... was an army colonel who foresaw that the United States was vulnerable to an air attack. Now, nobody up until the time Billy Mitchell came along even conceived that the Air Force or airplanes could be used as an offensive weapon.
Well, are you kidding me or something, man? First thing I'd think about would be like to drop bombs and everything.
Yeah, well, Bud, guess what? Nobody until the first guy thought of it ever thought of it.
Now, who was the first guys to think of it?
Well, the Japanese... Well, actually, not the Jap... Billy Mitchell knew.
But the Japanese started planning Pearl Harbor when?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I shouldn't say that, but Fuchida and...
Fuchida's first idea is that Fuchida was...
Who was Fuchida?
Yeah.
He was the young man, the young ensign, I guess, eventually became an admiral. I guess I don't know what he did, but he was the guy who conceived of the offensive assault against the United States as early as the late 1920s.
Using aircraft.
It had never been done before. It was brilliant.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I seem to think the British at Taranto...
Yeah, that's true.
Get a load of these guys, will you?
What, have you been reading up on it?
I happened to glance.
I was looking at a war journal, and I mentioned Taranto to Bud because the British, using biplanes...
All right, fine, so you guys know a little bit about it.
So it was the British at Taranto used it first.
Well, the British used it in a very limited way.
Yeah, the only youth...
Bud, just let the general tell the story, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
But do you mind if I get up and I've got it not... I just want to go into the kitchen and nose around and see what there is to eat.
Are you hungry?
No, I've already had a full breakfast, but I'm looking... Are there any Pop-Tarts or...
Yeah, Miss Graves.
Don't, Bud, it's none of your business whether... Oh, my God.
Bud, watch it.
I'm looking for a box of donuts. Any of your business?
No, ma'am.
That's right.
I don't know, Margaret.
What about that Spud Nuts?
You gonna let me finish?
All right, General, I'm just looking. Yeah, here it is right here.
Miss Gray, that's my apple fritter.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Go ahead.
So, Margaret, I'll tell you what, I admire you as the first woman I've ever met who just digs right into the donuts and doesn't give a Jesus.
I don't give a damn.
So the British and the... I don't know.
All right, anyway, thank you very much for that, General. It was very interesting. But we're not going to be talking about any of that crap.
Now, we got Vernon Dozier because it is the big night tonight.
At midnight tonight, we'll be the Vernon Dozier Marathon, and we're going to have Vernon Dozier on these very airwaves here today.
Yeah, big deal, man.
What?
Well, the guy's going to get 48 straight hours of this guy.
Well, we'll have Vernon on to comment on that. So 48-hour, our 48-hour Vernon Dozier Marathon starts at midnight tonight. And we are going to have a chat. I want you all to be aware of this, you BSPs who are members of our Backstage Pass family. We will have a chat. It may only go an hour. It might go a little bit longer. I still was kind of fooling around with it being a...
I
think it should be a Facebook Live, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Henry, you can't give that away.
I didn't give it away.
You're always doing Facebook Live.
Yep, so I think you got to limit the BSPs.
Yeah, I do limit it to the BSPs, but this is a special occasion. You know, we want to kind of promote these things because the only people that are going to be able to hear the Vernon Dozier Marathon, as were the only people that are going to hear the Art Bell Parody Marathon, could only hear the Steve Bozell Parody Marathon, or I mean the...
Steve Bozell Parody?
No, I mean the Steve Bozell Marathon. Steve Bozell is a parody, but we don't call him a parody. Yes, you're right.
You're going to start confusing.
I'm sorry. The Steve Bozell Marathon, the Art Bell Parody Marathon, and this one... what the hell am I saying here?
They're only BSP accessible.
Yeah, you have to be a subscriber to our website. And you can still get a subscription by going to our website and signing up for a month or a year. And a whole bunch of real groovy-ass goodies. Now, I got some other good news for you guys. Had a conversation with our very close, deep, personal friend, Baker and Bozeman. And we're going to get back into the merchandise game in bigger and better and bosser ways than ever before.
Really?
Yeah, and we're going to have a store. We're going to have our merch. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It's a long time coming, you know.
Long time coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And
what is it, long time coming?
Anyway, we're going to get back into the merch. I know a lot of people have requested the, you know, the thing that I want to bring back is the Ted Bell bowling shirt. And let's head over to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and find out what Ted thinks about that. This it's the marketing idea, Ted, that we were talking about.
Well, I tell you, Bill, first of all, I want everybody, inviting everybody to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and enjoy yourself at Ted's of Beverly Hills steak. Of course, we've got baseball, we got the golf, we got the tennis, we got all kinds. I'm trying to promote the...
I understand that. I didn't mean to...
Yeah, because you got me talking about... What do you want to talk to me about?
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about marketing.
About marketing? Yeah, hold on for just a minute. What is that? What's what? Well, it's... Is that the cheese? Yeah, it's the cheese.
Hey, if you guys are engaged in business...
No, it's all right, Phil. It's Chef Cedilli. I'm talking to Phil. Yeah, hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm great.
Oh, yeah, man. What is it with you, man? The cheese is supposed to ripen, okay? Do you know what it's called? It's called... You know that this is a special kind of Roquefort. I know it's a special Roquefort, but it's supposed to... Throw up. Chef, throw the hell up. Wait, Phil, the problem, I'm in the kitchen right now here at the restaurant. There's a cheese that he insists on using in one of the starter plates that we have in the prime rib room, and it stinks like it really has a ripe, crisp, oh, man.
Well, a lot of those blue cheeses do, Ted.
Well, this is not a blue cheese. It's like a goat cheese. It is a type of Roquefort cheese, all right? If you want to go ahead and say it, it smells like it dropped out of your ass or mine. Oh, my God, I happen to be on the air. I apologize for that, Phil.
Like it's anything new with you guys.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm just saying, dude. I mean, you know, you got a price, should call later.
No. I want to talk about this. Okay, so we're talking about what?
We're talking about merchandise. Phil wants to bring the merchandise back, and one of the things he wants to bring back is the Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Oh, the bowling shirt. I got to tell you, Phil, it's a fond memory for me. We sold a lot of those bowling shirts. It put Ted's of Beverly Hills on the map.
Yeah, you got it written up in L.A. Magazine.
It got as an L.A. original, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. I'm not saying that that's the same kind of play we're going to get this time around, but I am saying that I think we'd be able to sell quite a few of those babies, depending upon the price point.
Well, that's the whole thing, but we have a whole marketing plan that we're going to roll out here, and the question is, I'll go back... And do you know, Bud?
Yeah, the original Ted of Beverly Hills shirt is around $49.
$49, huh?
Yeah, that's gonna be.
What do you think of that? I'm talking to Chef Cedilli is here. What do you think? I think you're not gonna get $49. Why not? Nobody cares. And Chef Cedilli, you're gonna have to charge $100 for that shirt.
I don't know. Are you sure it's $49, Bud?
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Well, where were you finding that information?
I made it up.
Yeah, we can't find it online.
Look for it online, you numbskull.
You find out what it was.
All right. But he said 49, but he was making it up.
Yeah.
All right, well, I looked at the original Ted's of Beverly Hills. I had a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
How much did you pay for it?
I didn't. It was given to me.
Was it a gift?
Yeah, from you.
Oh. Boy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you. Just because I said you have a fondue. So, what do you think, Phil?
What do I think about what?
Well, the merchandise.
I think the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt's a great idea. I think that...
The thing I didn't like, the only thing I'm not really crazy about is the T-shirt. I'm not a T-shirt guy. I don't think we have a T-shirt kind of a restaurant. I think we do have... I like the sweatshirts. I think the Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirt says beach. It says stroll on the beach, nighttime strolls on the beach. You know, that's very romantic. And I also enjoy... what's the thing again?
The bowling shirt?
The bowling shirt, yeah. But I don't like the T-shirt. The T-shirt's too much of a slob thing. Well, I was going to say, especially on you. What? I'll tell you what, Ted. You put on that Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt, and you look like Bustle Boy. And then I'll go ahead and let you, you know, I'll say, yeah, I'm too fat. But until such time as you look like Muscle Boy par excellence, Muscle Boy.
All right, well, the T-shirt is a... Look, we have a lot of T-shirts that we're going to be offering. We don't necessarily have to offer a Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt.
Yeah, and I think the bowling shirt is a great idea.
Yeah, bringing back the bowling shirt, we're going to have to find out who it was. I know who we went through the first time. We'll see if we can still go through them or go through somebody else. But yeah, the Ted's of Beverly Hills... Here's the only problem that I got. Is the bowling shirt, is that still in?
Is what?
Is the bowling... Margaret, do you know?
The bowling shirt... You don't see a lot of guys wearing the bowling shirts anymore. No, you don't. But it could be a bit of a retro thing.
What do you mean, retro?
Well, when the bowling shirt first came out again... Well, the bowling shirt first came out in the 50s, and I suppose the early... Probably mostly the 50s. It was popular. Then came the resurgence of the bowling shirt in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, and that's when...
That's when we had our bowling. That's when that was my idea to bring out the bowling shirt.
All right, well, don't cry, Ted.
What do you mean?
You're like, that was my idea. I heard you do that.
My voice cracked. I'll cry a little bit. No, I was not. That was my idea.
All right, it was your idea. And that was through the early 2000s. Now, a lot of time has passed since then. I don't think the bowling shirt has come back. So when I say retro, it might be a retro on the original retro.
I tell you what it would be.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I think I understand, yeah.
A retro on the retro.
All right, a retro on the retro.
But what are you talking about?
Never mind.
Just let me... Hear me out for a second here. What I'm saying is, I don't think it has to be any of those things. I think it can just be kind of a nostalgic Phil Hendry show item, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Well, Phil, I think if you think... I love you, Phil, but if you think you're going to start some fashion... Did you hear about that, Chip?
Phil, you think you're going to start some fashion trend?
No, I did not.
Hey, Phil, let me tell you something.
It wouldn't be Phil starting a fashion trend. It would simply be Phil bringing back a very popular item for the BSPs and the...
For the listeners.
Yes, the BSPs and the BB... There's just the BB...
The BB what?
What is a BB?
I thought there was more than just a BSP. Is that it? What about what does BSP stand for?
It stands for backstage pass, you know, backstage pass.
Backstage pass.
It's kind of dirty, too.
No, it is not.
My wife said it reminded her of, you know, yeah.
Good God.
No, it's not dirty.
Chef, you know, I love you. Could you put the cheese, it stinks like the bottom of an outhouse. I walk by my own kitchen. My own kitchen. Ted's of Beverly Hills smells like an outhouse.
Because it's a ripened cheese. Phil, I gotta put this in the refrigerator.
I've never heard of cheese smelling that bad. I mean, I've heard of some pretty funky cheese.
A lot of the cheeses, Phil, that ferment and that ripen, I should say, will smell, they'll smell ripe. It'll smell, as they say in the cheese business, they smell... Like someone's ass, I think.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
In the cheese business.
I was trying to use another... But most people in the cheese business will say, that's a wonderful cheese, but it does smell like so-and-so's ass. Like, what? Phil, I'm not going to explain it to you.
Margaret's right about that. If you know anything about cheeses, I take it that most of the people will talk about...
Now, most of these people don't know, Chef.
No, they don't. They'll say, you know, for instance, yes, it smells like your ass. That's a compliment.
Yeah. For instance, if someone, the person's name is Tom, and Tom owns the cheesery.
Yeah.
The cheesery, huh?
Can I not be interrupted?
Well, look, guys, we're trying to figure out...
No, can I not be interrupted?
Let her finish.
Yes, that's where they make cheese is called a cheesery.
All right, it's a cheesery.
Now... If the cheesery is owned by Tom, people will take a bite or a whiff and they'll say, ah, smells like Tom's ass.
Yeah, and most people think that that's a joke, but it's not.
That's what they say.
Yes, that's what I said. So, and I'm just trying to say it. So, in other words, what I would be saying about this cheese is it smells like Dave Wettenfield's ass. You wouldn't say that. It smells like Dave's ass.
Because that's the cheesery you got it from?
It came from Dave Wettenfield. It came from Dave Wettenfield, didn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, I'd hate like hell. What if I made it? You'd tell me that it smells like Carl Cedilia's ass? You know how little of that cheese we'd sell if I actually... You know, I don't need this bullshit. Hey, Chef.
Okay, Ted, thank you very much.
No, it's okay, Phil.
No, thank you very much. We got to get to Vernon Dozier and do some other things, but I thank you very much. The Ted's of Beverly Hills merchandise will be in store, and we're very, very excited about that.
What's the rollout date? Hey, hold on for a minute. Tell that kid to shut up or I'll kill it. God damn, Chet. I'm sitting here trying to talk to him here. You hear that? Yeah, it's the Whitley kid. Who? It's the Whitley kid, Barbara and Jim. Oh, okay, never mind. The kid's, he's not right.
Oh, will you knock it off?
I'm just telling you, you know.
Thank you very much, Ted, for being a part of the show. We're looking forward to, you know, rolling it out, man. When we do roll it out, the Ted's of Beverly Hills, I'm telling you, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts are going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Don't forget to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills because we've got it all for you in the prime rib room and elsewhere, baseball, football, golf. We got great steaks, great dinner, great prime rib, all day cooked on a Sunday. What else do you want me to say?
Ted's.
Yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
See, right there, I want to stick it. Well, I don't want to stick it. There was that kid again. Tell the kid to shut its mouth.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Yeah. Tell that Brett.
The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hi, everybody. This is Ted Vell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in. Get yourself a thick, juicy, yes, even a greasy steak, because we pride ourselves on the grease that we use. We pride ourselves on the wonderful cheeses that we use. Smell exactly like Dave Wetland's ass, because that's the cheesery that it comes from. You'll understand as soon as you slap on some of that beautiful cheese on a Ted's of Beverly Hills cracker. Thin, beautiful, wheat, all kinds of crackers. In fact, I love the crackers we have. Come on in and just eat the crackers. Forget about the steak. Ted's of Beverly Hills, in its 31st year in Beverly Hills. And by War Crimes Farm Products. From us to you. Fresh celeries, fresh radishes, and of course, wonderful lettuces, apples, oranges, all from War Crimes Farm Products. From the wonderful people at the War Crimes Farms. War Crimes Farm Products. And by Bow Wow Automotive. We can fix any car that you have. Bring it in, we'll fix it, and then you can have it back, and we charge a moderate fee. Not even really supposed to tell you this, but we just, you know, take a wild guess, and sometimes we give you back the car and it's all free. Of course, the car doesn't run. Most of the time, the car runs real good. Real, real good. But we still, it doesn't make not a lot of, it's not too, Bow Wow Automotive. Bow Wow Automotive is on March Drive in the city of Weppleby. And by Come to Sizzler Cleansers. Sizzler Cleansers. We named it after a steakhouse, but it cleans all of the filth, debris, grease, and sweat that steakhouses produce. Say you live in a steakhouse. What do you think that smells like after 3 days? Sure, people enjoy the food, but then there's the cleanup. Sizzler Cleansers. Throw it into a pan, throw it on yourself, shower in that stuff, because coming out of a steakhouse after you've been living in it and cooking in it, you might as well be radioactive. Sizzler Cleansers. Sizzler Cleansers, since 1946. And by Machiavelli Meats. Hi, Charlie Machiavelli. Pork, lamb, beef, and fish. And on occasion, for people who have that kind of, well, I better not say. What, human flesh? Just for the special we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the, And by Praetorian Guard Dog Food. The dog in your life deserves the best. It deserves to eat even better than you do. What do you think about that? From Praetorian Guard, we have the most delicious venisons, the ducks, some of the most delicious fishes, some of the most delicious fowl, the fettuccine. We serve dogs and cats some fine, fine shit. Praetorian Guard, for your dog and your cat, or for your dog or your cat, or sometimes for your dog and your cat and you, if we like you. Praetorian Guard in Las Vegas. And by Mr. Knuckles Sanitarium. Hi, Dr. Ken Beslow. When I started Mr. Knuckles Sanitarium, I said, why does a sanitarium have to be a sedate place where everyone is laying around very calm and not getting excited? I think sanitariums should be exciting. I think you should be able to relax by jumping out of bed and running down a hallway and going, woo!
I'm sane again. Mr. Knuckles Sanitariums. We have 17 of them, and we're going to be opening up another 17 this year. They should be spread all over Hell's Half Creation. Mr. Knuckles Sanitariums. Boy, are they fun. That's right. Take it from me, Dr. Ken Beslow. Mr. Knuckles Sanitariums are exactly what the doctor ordered. Don't be bad-mouthing me. We'll give you a Knuckles sandwich. Mr. Knuckles Sanitariums. For the kid in every nut. And by Hi Mom Pimento Loaf. Hi Mom. Sure, I want some more pimento loaf. God damn it. Keeping your mother happy since 1958. Pimento loaf. Who eats that shit anyway, right? Am I right? Pimento loaf. Keep mom happy. Eat some. Eat a lot. Who knows? How about that jello with the vegetables in it? Eat that too. And by Oscar Ogus Magic Shop. My name is Oscar Ogus. I'm also the announcer here on The Phil Henry Show. That's why you recognize my voice. Well, now I can tell you I own a magic shop, and I've got disappearing acts, all kinds of things you can saw through a guy. I've got, the card tricks. You can pull a light bulb out of your mouth. You can pull a golf ball from behind someone's ear. You can show a bunch of coins that they didn't think you had in your hand. I've got every kind of magic trick, but it's going to cost you. And I'm not about to tell you on the air what it'll cost you. Aaron Ogus Magic Tricks in Buffalo, New York. Al Capone Italian Sauce. No, we don't own the name Al Capone, but how could he possibly be angry with us for naming him after a delicious Italian sauce? Of course, he would want that to be a quality Italian sauce. Is it? It's as quality as it can be for us. It may be something that he wouldn't feed to a, I don't know, to an alley cat. Yes, can I help you? I didn't mean to call it that. I didn't want to call it that.
Italian sauce.
And by, that's it. We have no more sponsors. They're not even coming close to this thing.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here for the Alpha Subigo in Southern California on this, the day at a Vernon Dozier Marathon.
That's right, bud. The Vernon Dozier Marathon is happening beginning tonight at midnight right over these very Wi-Fi waves. I don't want to call them airwaves.
What do you call them?
They
just said a Wi-Fi wave. You don't call it the Wi-Fi wave, do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's... Vernon Dozier is at Belmar Academy, in fact, right now. Is that him?
Yeah.
Hey, Vernon, so tonight we're going to be rolling out... you've been on our show a lot over the last few years, haven't you?
Yeah, I'd say I have. I mean, Greg, I've been on your show as much as anybody, I think, Phil, with the exception maybe of Ms. Gray there. But she's on a panel.
Well, I'm a part of the show now, yes. I'm on the panel, so I'm not just a guest.
Yeah, I understand that, Margaret. Good for you.
Well, all right, let's not get into an argument.
I'm not saying good for me. I'm saying that as a part of the show, you see?
You're right. I mean, but as I was saying, I think I've been on the show about as much as anybody, with the exception of Margaret.
What about Bobby Dooley?
Yeah, what about Bobby?
Well, are you guys going to break... You're not going to break my balls, are you?
Would you watch the language, please?
Well, they're trying to break my...
No, we're not trying to break... Bud, never mind, okay?
Yeah, Bobby Dooley...
But never mind.
I don't know this dude. I know I've heard, obviously, of Bobby Dooley. I wouldn't know her if she dropped dead in front of me and rotted, and I was having to smell her before I even saw her. That's...
Okay, I got you. Let's not get hostile here.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I said a simple thing like, I think I've been on the show as much as Margaret. Now you guys are comparing me.
You're absolutely right, and I'm very sorry about that. We didn't mean to do that, Coach. We're very proud to be having you on our marathon. We're going to be featuring 48 hours solid of you.
Now, I heard you say that you're not going to be... You're going to repeat a few things.
Yeah, because if we do 48... And I have no doubt in my mind that we could probably pull 48 hours of your stuff easily from our archives, but... If we do 48 solid hours of new things, nothing's going to repeat, and I think that's the way...
Yeah, we like to have things repeat, so...
So people can hear the bit again that they might have enjoyed.
All right, I'm not exactly the biggest fan of having... being laughed at, but I guess there's nothing I can do about it, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, I can't... Legally, I can't...
I mean, you do not want us to air this?
I'd rather... Look, I know that everybody gets a big kick out of hearing me having my wife back the car over my seat, right?
Yeah, you got to admit, I mean, that's about the most bizarre... Sure, it's funny. Why wouldn't it be?
It's not supposed to be funny. When my wife backs a car over my hand, I'm making a statement.
Did you see that thing that somebody posted the other day?
No.
They posted a guy was working under his car, and the brake went off, and the car rolled right over top of the guy.
Oh, my God.
No. You're kidding me.
No. And the guy was fine.
The guy was fine.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was laying under the car, and the brake went off, and he's laying there, and he had a board.
He had a piece of wood.
Yeah, like a piece of wood, and the car just rolled right over top of him.
What kind of a car was it?
Well, that was it.
It was a small car.
Yeah, it was a very small car.
Well, I mean, I don't even care if it's a smoker. Oh, my God, man.
Well, I mean, the point is that this guy had a car roll over top of him, and he was like, yeah, you know, but you...
Yeah, you have your wife back a Humvee under your hand, and you think that's big time.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Look, I'm just breaking your castanets.
Now, let me tell you something. A Humvee, this guy, what kind of car was this that drove over the guy?
You're right, it was a small car.
All right, I don't know, I'll have to see the videotape. So in other words, what you're telling me, this guy's tougher than me?
Well, I mean, it looks like he's tougher if he's got a whole car to back over top of him.
Oh, that's the biggest load off.
All we're saying is, we're not saying anything. These guys are saying it. I'm saying that in passing, you know.
Oh, my God, Phil just went like this. He went,
yeah, I heard that. Oh, man. Phil, I'll say it before, and I've said it again. Do you hear what I just did there?
Yeah, you kind of reversed the tenses?
Yeah. I think you need a vacation.
Yeah, right there. I think he needs a vacation. I just took a bunch of vacations.
Yeah, no, 3 days in Mexico, Jack, ain't a vacation, okay? You need to take 2 weeks off, go on some kind of a cruise down the goddamn river.
You were going to say Danube, weren't you? I could tell that.
Isn't that great? Yes, that's what I was going to do.
What? Phil, is this asshole day?
Yeah. Would everybody be nice to each other, please?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to get it said.
Well, you don't have to get it said by being smart with me, Coach. Do you understand? Because that won't be good for you.
Oh.
All right, Margaret. Come on, Margaret.
Good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Coach,
what's so funny about that?
What we're talking about here is a car that drove over top of a guy. You have your wife back the Humvee under her hand, and what happens?
What happens is she parks a Humvee on my hand, and it hurts like hell. And that's for me. I do that so that I can say
it's penance, right?
It's penance, yeah, for having pussed.
So it's penance for pussying out.
If I feel that I've pushed out on, so yeah. Now you're telling me some guy had a car driven over top of him, and he's like, yeah, that feels good.
No, he didn't say it feels good. He was...
Yeah, the car even went over his head.
Oh, bullshit.
It did. I saw it with my own eyes there, Vernon. It went over top of his head.
And you're trying to... So you guys are telling me this to tell me, Vernon, yeah, your wife backs the...
No, we're not.
Well, that's what I'm getting from you. Vernon, yeah, your wife backs the Humvee on your hand, but big BFD, we got a guy that had a car drive over his head. Shit.
You know, as he says that...
What would you say, Phil?
I'm saying to you what the truth is. We're not saying you're not tough. We're not saying any of that. This was a car... Who knows, man? It was a very small car.
But, I mean, how small? It drove over his head?
Yes, it did.
Well, I... God damn.
All right, don't panic, man. We got a whole...
Yeah, and you have 2 days worth of me talking about what a badass I am and some guy had a car driver.
Hey, let me tell you what, Coach. You know, in the long run, you put yourself through more discipline than most people. This dude was just fixing a car. He doesn't have the car drive over top of him every week.
That is true, Coach. It's not like, you know...
Well, I guess that makes me feel better.
Yeah, of course it should make you feel better. You willingly have a Hummer parked on your hand. You know what you should do? Well, I better not say.
Oh, don't.
What were you going to say?
Well, you want to have it, well...
What are you thinking of?
If she backed it over top of your J-O-H-N...
Over my dick?
Oh, my... What's the language?
Sorry. That should be it.
I apologize, too.
That should have been... Edit that out, bud.
All right.
My wife is going to back it over the top of my...
That's not going to happen, because that would be injurious beyond repair.
Well, how do you know?
Margaret...
All right.
I'm saying that would probably be, you know... That would probably...
Yeah, that would probably make you tougher than that guy who had the car driven over his head.
You guys just got done telling me the guy only had it driven over his head once.
He did, and you know what? Having your wife back the car over your penis is a stupid idea.
Absolutely.
And sorry we brought it up.
All right, but now people are going to be thinking about that. They're going to be, well, sure, that's your hand, but how about you just flap...
Would it stretch out, or,
That's none of his god...
Hey, man, come on.
None of your business.
Vernon, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, and... Yeah.
Vernon, we're looking forward to hearing you tonight at midnight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Aren't you looking forward to it?
Yeah, sure. I'm looking forward to getting all the mail from people saying, what a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's all it's going to be. For 3 straight days, I'll be opening up email of people going, ha-ha-ha, what a punk. You know.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to be hearing the evolution of Vernon Dozier. You had a lot of different jobs before you became a high school football coach.
Yeah, I had the Dozier driving school. And
you had the what?
I had the Dozier driving school.
He was a driving instructor. A drive? Boy, that ought to be a hot one.
Well, I had a Dozier driving school, Actually, I had the Dozier driving school, which was for girls. And then I had the Dozier driving school, which was for both sexes. And
why did you have one strictly for girls?
Because a lot of women take that heat about that they're rotten drivers, and I don't like it, so I train women to be extra special, not only extra special, cautious and safe, but also to drive at a higher rate of speed in case somebody questions their skill, say, oh, yeah, well, watch this, but, you know, when there's no cops around. In other words, try to give women a break.
So you teach them how to break the law?
No, I don't. Look, Phil, 75 is not breaking the law in some states. Oh.
So you teach them how to go 75?
Yeah, sometimes faster, because there are some speed limits that allow you to go 80. See, so before you tangle with Vernon Dozier, you know, just back up, make sure you see where all of your appendages are, your legs, your arms, and yes, your penis, because you're not going to...
Vernon Dozier, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to be on tonight. You hung up on him.
That's what we do. Vernon Dozier tonight at midnight with the big Vernon Dozier 2-day marathon. 48-hour marathon here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget that we are going to be bringing back our merchandise. You just heard Ted talking a little bit with us about the Ted's of Beverly Hills...
the bowling shirt.
The bowling shirt, which is a beautiful thing, man. So we're going to have that. There's going to be a lot, man. There's going to be a lot of stuff that will be in store. So, you know, enjoy that, man. We'll let you know when we start rolling that stuff out as the merch returns.
The merchandise returns. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. The what?
Jay Santos.
Yeah, I got the Citizens Officer a T-shirt. And we'll have, well, you know, we got the shot glasses and everything like that. And the coffee mugs and everything like that.
But we're going to have some extra new things, some extra special things, some stuff that we haven't had before. And
like what?
Like maybe I don't want to tell people, okay?
Well, what about the terry cloth robes? Because that was the Bobby Dooley one.
Did you like that?
Not necessarily, no, but...
No, I don't know what terry cloth robes is going to buy. Anyway, we will have merch coming soon. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You'd understand. And until, let's see. Well, until the chat tonight at 7. We will have our chat tonight at 7 o'clock. And then the Vernon Dozier Marathon at midnight tonight. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show saying, Dick Clark, so long.
What a smart-ass you are.
Misery Slims, baby.
Living